little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Try your best for your Lord's pardon. And seek to please Him. For all your good actions, and for bowing down to His will, to His will, to His will. Allah has promised you the road to paradise. Will you heed to His call? Try your best for your Lord's pardon, and seek to please Him. You a rose garden. Will you submit to His call? Allah has granted you the gift of this life. Can you see? Can you see? Can you see? Allah has given you the chance to make a choice. Will you try? Will you try? Will you try? Try your best for your Lord's pardon, and seek to please Him. Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to His call? Which of Allah's favors can you deny? Will you bow down in prayer to Him? Strengthen your iman with the zikr of Allah. Can you feel, can you feel, can you feel? Try your best for your Lord's pardon, and seek to please Him. Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to His call? I beseech Jannah for you. As'aluka al-Jannah lahum. I beseech Jannah for you. As'aluka al-Jannah lahum. For all your good actions, and for bowing down to His will, to His will, to His will.
Welcome, my butterflies, to this very special edition of the Butterfly Corner. Today is a very special day, and I am so, so excited. We have a special surprise for you today, butterflies. Do you have any idea why today is special? Any idea? Let me tell you. First of all, today is the blessed day of Jummah, and that makes it the best day of the week for all Muslims around the world. All our Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world come together and pray Jummah Salah in a special congregation. That makes the masajid full with our brothers in Islam. The masjid has a magical atmosphere, nur and barakah. It really is a special day, isn't it, butterflies? Do you know what makes it even more special? Yes, what makes Jummah special to you? Let me tell you what makes Jummah special for me. Jummah reminds me of the blessed day of Eid. Everyone is happy and cheerful. The house is springing, especially for the wonderful day. It really is like Eid. My favorite is the smell and the taste of the wonderful dishes of food, desserts, and delicacies that are prepared for Jumma lunch. Mmm, yummy, isn't it? I'm hungry just thinking about the yummy goodies that our mummies will prepare. Ooh, and there's another reason why I love the day of Jumma so much. It's getting together of our families. Wow, alhamdulillah, isn't it wonderful? The gift of family and our loved ones. Sometimes the week can be so hectic, but our Friday is our day to be together. Alhamdulillah. Butterflies, say alhamdulillah for the wonderful gift of your family that Allah has given us. On that note of family, friends and loved ones, we have a very special friend that's in studio with us on this blessed day. Alhamdulillah. This is a special blessing from Allah over and above the other blessings that He's given us. Do you have any idea who it is, butterflies? Let me give you a clue. He's not an angel, but he can fly. He's not a baby, but he does cry. He's mischievous, but so sweet. When he plays, he likes to cheat. As light as a feather, his hemisphere depends on the weather. Who is he?
Illa Allahu, illa Allah, Allahu, Allah, Allah. 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 Rabbana ya Rabbana. Khuda ya ro rahmat ka darya ya ro rabbana ya rabbana rabbana ya rabbana wo mehboob khuda ya ro rahmat ka darya ya ro wo mehboob khuda ya ro rahmat ka darya ya ro mujhna cheez se kya hogi ha mujhna cheez se kya hogi mujhna cheez se kya hogi uski mad husna ya ro mujhna cheez se kya hogi uski mad husna ya ro rabbana ya rabbana rabbana ya rabbana rabbana ya rabbana rabbana ya rabbana uska hi madanga khuda madanga khuda madanga khuda uska hi madanga khuda main aur aap hai kya yaro uska hi madanga khuda main aur aap hai kya yaro chand ke do tukde karna chand ke do tukde karna is chand ke do tukde karna uski ek ada yaro chand ke do tukde karna Rabbana ya Rabbana Rabbana ya Rabbana Rabbana ya Rabbana Rabbana ya Rabbana Illallahu illallah Allahu Allah Allah Rabbana ya Rabbana Rabbana ya Rabbana خاک پہ اس کے قدموں کی کر دوں جان فدا یارو خاک پہ اس کے قدموں کی کر دوں جان فدا یارو دل میں بسا ہے پیار
Welcome back, butterflies. Did you manage to figure it out? I don't see the phones ringing, so let me give you a last clue. He's absolutely adorable, and missing him is incurable. Butterflies, help me welcome our most favorite friend in the whole wide world, Hood Hood.
Assalamu alaikum, Timira, and all the wonderful butterflies in video Islam land and all over the world.
Oh, Hood Hood, wa alaikum assalam. It's so nice to see you again and I'm so delighted to have you in studio. I'm sure the butterflies are just as excited to have you back.
Oh, Janita, it's so good to be back home. You know, even though my family and I fly all over the world, Radio Islam Studios and South Africa is still my home and my favorite from all the places. And do you know what's more? I was so excited about our show today that I couldn't even sleep last night.
me that much, Hoot Hoot?
I was so anxious, I even had butterflies in my tummy.
Huh? You ate the butterflies and then had them in your tummy?
Oh, man, don't be a silly buddy, Vera. I meant I was so excited, it felt like something was moving inside my tummy.
I know what you meant. I'm just teasing because I missed you just as much. Come, sit and tell us about your adventures and travels now.
Well, as you know, Zinira, birds fly and migrate according to seasons. So, when it's winter in South Africa, we fly northwards to the northern hemisphere because they have summer.
Ah, I see. Wow, butterflies, did you hear that? Hood Hood is giving us a geography lesson and teaching us about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the world we live in, the world we call our home. And when we have summer in South Africa, people have winter in far, far away countries. Isn't that amazing? Say subhanallah, butterflies. Okay, please continue, Hood Hood.
Yes, and do you know what's even more amazing, Geneva? We don't fly with airplanes. We fly with the wings that Allah has given us. And to fly so far means that I have to be healthy and I have to be strong. It means that I have to eat all my food, even my veggies and fruit. Do you know how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? Our Allah creates different fruit, different seasons, and different places. So when we fly away, we always in time to feed on the wonderful, delicious fruit that Allah has provided for us. Mmm, yummy.
That must cost a lot of money, Hood Hood. How do you carry so much fruit and nut and money on that tiny little back of yours?
You can be so silly, Zinira. Don't you know?
Know what, Hood Hood? Please teach us. The butterflies and I really want to know and learn.
We don't travel with luggage or food. We don't travel with spending like you. We don't even travel with clothes. And we don't travel with planes. And we don't use GPS or navigation or Google Maps or electronics at all.
No planes? No clothing? No GPS? No spending? Wow, how does that work, Hood Hood? I'm dying to hear this. This is so interesting.
Well, Zinira and the butterflies, it's very simple. See, Allah is our creator and our provider and sustainer. See, Zinira, I'm using big words also. Provider and sustainer. Now, since the beginning of time, there was no bird that ever worked or had clothing or spending or needed GPS. You see, Zinira, Allah created birds with different jobs than you and different purpose. Some birds have to eat fruit and nuts. And then they can spread the seeds while flying, so the trees can grow all over the world. We need the trees for food, and for shade, and wood, and paper, and medicine, and oxygen. So, we live in the trees, and we help grow them and spread them, and Allah in His wisdom and kindness made our food at our doorstep, or shall I say, right next to our nest. We fly all over the world. The trees we planted the previous years start to bloom. They give us shade and oxygen. And for you human beings that like to cut down all my trees, we give you wood and even food.
Wow, butterflies. That's so fascinating, Hood Hood. Tell us more.
Oh, Zinira, there's so much more to tell you. I haven't even started talking about the places I saw. And see, time is already up. But I need to say one last thing, because I don't want our engineer to shout at us.
What is it, Hood Hood?
You see, birds don't have hands, and they don't have cars, and they don't have planes and jobs and clothes, and our homes are made of grass and twigs, but we live and survive just as long as humans, sometimes even longer. We only live and survive by the will and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah feeds us every single day. Allah protects us from the heat and the cold from the feathers that He gave us. Allah created us with a built-in GPS, so we never get lost. That's why I can always come and visit you, Zinira. So the last thing I want to say for today, Zinira, is trust 150 million Brazilian quadrillion percent in Allah. And Allah will feed you, Allah will protect you, and Allah will guide you, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does for us.
Wow, butterflies, did you hear all of that? Little Hood Hood, that was so amazing, my angel. I really learned so much from you today. You're growing up to be such an intelligent butterfly, alhamdulillah. But we're almost out of time, Hoodhood. You can't stop there. You hardly got started and you have so much more to share with us. You have to come again and tell us more, okay? I'm so intrigued, and so are the little butterflies. Hoodhood, will you come back, please?
Oh, Zinita, you know I love the butterflies, and I always want to be with you. But I have to ask my mommy, and my daddy, and my nana, and daddy, and Donna, and everybody else, okay?
Okay, butterflies, and okay, little Hoodhood, while you go and ask everyone for permission. Butterflies, we have to make lots and lots of dua that Hoodhood can come and share more stories with us. Hoodhood, we'll be making lots and lots of dua. And butterflies, you do the same, and inshallah, you'll hear from us again very soon, inshallah.
Until then, Zinita, ma'asalama.
Allah, Allah.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineera at radioislamlive.com. That's Z-I-N-E-E-R-A.